chicken scratch power.
A cluck.
A Dalal's programming language. I took another look at Dalal's language, noted several problems, and had AI fix them all, creating a version 2.0. Just to remind, Lals has its roots in the FFmpeg filter graph language, except it uses JavaScript array notation. What is really unusual here is that input and output of a function is marked by strings in and out, for example. The string out induces the creation of a pipe named out. And string in is a reference to an existing pipe created somewhere else. This created an unusual effect where this strange idea is somewhat frighteningly readable, as the agent's MD file shows. The agent's MD file is meant for AI instructions, but I had AI turn it into a kind of a manifesto. And I kept my original chicken scratch, where I thought up the JavaScript array notation. It is of some considerable note that incomplete JavaScript is more than enough to trigger a generation of a proper program in 2026. AI aside, there may not be a greater invitation into the world of programming. You don't need to finish your grunt work. Just let AI complete everything. You keep on inventing. I actually inverted the program. It is no longer parallel execution first. This makes me sad, but it is a matter of square brackets. I also added two functions, parallel and serious, to eliminate any and all need for memorization of strange square brackets. I also added a worker function. Advanced parallel processing. Oh, yes. True to the parallel processing mission I set off on yesterday, I added worker integration and friendly documentation. Worker integration is what justifies this write-up alone. It is frighteningly powerful. I can't imagine programming without it. This is parallel processing-like, but it is wisely distributed among your CPUs. And I asked AI to carefully explain all the code patterns. From this second look at Lals, this is just about good enough to make every Node.js programmer pause for a moment. The in-transform-out code readability is shockingly wonderful, and parallel processing with readable code is beyond precious. In closing, visual programming is the next generation of code, but it can't actually be visual. You can use visualizations, but you can't use a graphic user interface. Those are too needy, too noisy, too confusing, and too annoying. So a textual representation of visual programming is necessary, and it turned out that that is just two strings around a function. User sign up. Save user to database. User added. User sign up is the output end of some other command that deals with the website. The user added is a pipe where info about users added to the database spews out from. It's a pipe created because it follows the function save user to database. How simple is that? Many other commands can now use user added in their input pipes. Debug, security, logging, undo, redo, whatever. This is visual programming, but reduced to two strings of letters. How unusual. And guess what? With a visual programming language implementation behind us, we can now do all the next generation programming things. Like enjoying clear to comprehend parallel processing patterns. They are rather clear if you look at the documentation. And collaborating with AI agents on now extremely tiny, well-defined functions. Those things that go in between the text strings. They are self-explanatory. The AI can infer function just from the function's name alone. It's pretty crazy. The Butterfinger, Gefingerpoken, large code bases with Blinkenlichten has been referred to by AI as lies. Look into the agent's file. And I think it is correct. Manual programming and limitations of the human mind do create blinking lights inside code so that humans can track what they are doing. But no matter the tooling, their fingers are always going to be too fat to write careful programs. That one of the leading professionals that deals with artificial intelligence said, write a unit test and then have the AI guess in circles until the unit test passes, was really all we needed to understand that we are not using AI correctly. Yikes. And on a personal note, it makes no sense not to use LALs for all of my projects because of the parallel processing that I get for free. I already structured my blog system, a thing that monitors for file changes and new posts and then runs the processing in parallel with some special needs for advanced image compression that actually may take a minute per file, and I have about 2,000 of those files. So LALs is perfect, and all the advanced processing and CPU core integration is just free. It's just an extra function you use between those strings of letters. You can actually see a blank implementation of my blog code inside the examples.js, AI borrowed that to create a code example. And from a broader perspective, I think the success of this project is complete and utter proof that nobody knows how to use AI yet. We only scratched the surface. And, if that wasn't enough, this 2-day-old language already has a supremely cute and rather enchanting mascot.